Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Can I tell you a story?
Yes.
One of my favorite stories. There's a lady in North Carolina, and I think she's in her, let's just say she's over 70. I think way over 70. But she actually was listening to me on a radio show, I think, and somewhere on the East Coast, and she heard about miraculous movements, and so she got the book and she started reading, and the Lord began speaking to her, and she said, "Lord, I," she didn't drive, and she was not homebound, but she's very, very bright, very energetic. And she said, I can find a way to engage Muslims. She said, you know, one of the taxis that picks me up, most of the taxis that pick me up, have people from the Middle East. So she said, I'm going to start taking long taxi rides. And I'm going to look for a person of peace among these. Mm. Well, that has led to her having several taxi drivers that have become her friends. And she has engaged them. She's engaged them with scripture. She has made friends with them. She has them over to her home for special events. And then I've heard her share a testimony of the joy that it's brought her. So, and you know, everybody always says, well, you know, if she can do it by getting taxi drivers and intentionally paying for a longer fare because she wants to get to know them and become friends, you know, I can do that too. I just love, you know, to me, that's a wonderful story.
It's very, very precious. Well, one thing that you mentioned in the book is that you've discovered this high level of dissatisfaction and discouragement among Muslims when it comes to their belief systems. And I want you to say more about that, but I would think that would be privy information, like they would guard those sentiments with their lives. So talk about that.
Yeah, you know, and I think I think the evidence right now is that level of dissatisfaction and discouragement is higher now than it was 4 years ago when we wrote that book. You know, all the evidence that I'm seeing coming in as I talk to our regional directors and they share what they're seeing is that many, many Muslims are very discouraged by what they see. They're not drawn to ISIS. They're not drawn to Al-Shabaab. They're not drawn to Boko Haram. They're embarrassed by it. They're concerned by that, and it gives them some doubts about the foundations of their own faith and worldview.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.